Listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today I wanted to discuss a rather sensitive subject that I know splits audiences, and that's why some talk show hosts simply don't want to cover what I'm going to be covering today. But it is news, and it is the subject of many talk shows today. I start in the morning again with Bill Bennett Show. I want to say Good Morning America, but I forget the name. It's the Bill Bennett Show. And Rush Limbaugh talked about it, and I'm sure other talk shows will be talking about it for the simple reason it is on the Drudge Report, where many talk show hosts go to see what subjects they're going to cover or highlight in the show. I do that myself. Sometimes I beat them to the punch, sometimes I don't. But this is a subject that's very important. I have strong beliefs on the matter, and that's the fact that every year, every day, really, over 3,300 plus abortions are performed in the United States alone, which means over 1 million people are being killed every year, babies, defenseless babies. And usually, those that are pro-choice, or what I like to call pro-abortion, will argue it's the woman's body. They have the right to control their bodies. Couldn't agree more. But they don't have the right to kill their babies. That's what they truly don't want to admit to themselves, and it's certainly not the way, for example, Planned Parenthood discusses it with women that are thinking about terminating their pregnancy. Now, something you need to know, it's not rare. Abortions are not rare in the United States today. Not when somewhere in the neighborhood of between 3,000 and 4,000 are performed every day. That's not a rare event. As a matter of fact, that's the leading cause of death of blacks in this country. It's not being shot by other blacks or policemen, whatever their color. It's certainly not AIDS, diabetes, accidental deaths, cancer, heart disease. No, you could add up all those causes and you still would not get anywhere close to the number of the blacks that are killed annually due to abortion. It's approaching 400,000 blacks every year. Homicides, 6,000, 7,000, it depends on the year. The numbers will vary from year to year. Yet we seldom talk about it. I'm talking about it today for a number of reasons. And what got my attention was the nature of the story. You had two actors, or activists, maybe activist actors would probably be a better way to say it, that are pro-life. They had lunch in a Los Angeles restaurant, and they pretended they were employees of a biotech firm, and they met with a Deborah, I'm going to mispronounce this, Nakatola, and she's Planned Parenthood's senior director of medical research. From the way the conversation went, I'm pretty sure she's probably a doctor as well. She seemed to be well-versed in procedures, and the procedure I'm talking about are abortions. Now, why is this getting a lot of attention, at least on talk radio, as well as a few of the networks, namely Fox? But they gave it very rather a short story at best. Well, at this lunch, what was discussed was the selling of a baby's that have been aborted or has been in the process of being aborted, their parts, their hearts, their lungs, their liver. And the fact that you have organizations, some of them doing research, that are trying to buy these organs as well as tissue. And they were asking, well, what's the going price range? What's the typical range? And she answered, and I have no way to verify whether these numbers are right or not, that between $30 and $100, and it depends on, again, what tissue or organ is being sold. Now, what you need to understand is Planned Parenthood is the leading organization in terms of the performing of abortions across this country. Although their operations in Texas have been curtailed, they make it a policy of locating their clinics either near or in certain neighborhoods, namely Black and Hispanic primarily. You see, in terms of percentage of the population, the Black population is less than 13%. Yet, abortion-wise, it's about three times. I say about because every year you're going to have a different number. It's hard to keep track of this. Even getting the exact numbers is difficult. But at least three times their numbers. Now, what's interesting, a while back I did a show on black-on-black violence in terms of homicides, where most of the crime, and I'm talking violent crime, either assaults, rapes, homicides, are primarily black-on-black. And I mean over 90%, in many cases over 95%. But we ran into the same type of situation where, again, the Black population is only somewhere between 12 and 13%, and it is going down every year. Largely because of abortions, not because of homicides, but because of abortions. But I want to set this story up. And it looked, in terms of percentages, it was right around 50%. Again, some years it's a little below, sometimes it's above. In other words, definitely more than three, four times their percentage in the population. And most of the victims are Black. And it's usually young men killing other young men. And involvement in gangs and drugs. But it's disproportionate. So between abortions and homicides, slowly but surely, the Black population of the United States is going down, down, and down. Now, I point this out because what you're seeing, especially in the abortion area, is the genocide, the killing of Blacks. But it's not by the government, or not directly by the government. Although the government does provide money to Planned Parenthood. Who is one of the biggest supporters of Planned Parenthood today? By far, it's Barack Obama. He is a big supporter of Planned Parenthood, and he's given a lot of speeches as well as sent messages to Planned Parenthood. Again, he focuses on the woman's right for health care. No one's going to argue with that. What I'm arguing against is anyone, I don't care what their race is, to kill their baby in the womb. That's what I'm against. But Barack Obama is all for it. All for it. You see, at one time in the United States, around the turn of the century, it picked up really through, I would say, 1940. And it was not just in the United States. Many of the leaders of the world, I'm talking presidents, writers, authors, the so-called elite, the best and brightest, were not only progressives, they advocated eugenics. And what they wanted to do was encourage the birth of what they call the fit. And what they were really talking about were whites. And discourage the birth of people of color, and primarily Blacks. You see, during slavery, the slave owners would encourage Blacks to have babies because they were considered property, and that reproduced and multiplied their property. But once the slaves were freed, they were a burden on whites. It took a number of years, but again, around 1900 into the 20s and 30s, politicians both in the Republican Party and in the Democratic Party, and remember, the Democratic Party is largely identified with slavery in the South, segregation in the South, Jim Crow laws, yet today most Blacks vote Democratic, overwhelmingly, even though the party that was oppressing them, whether they were slaves or free, was the Democratic Party. They have forgotten their history. And if you say that, a lot of Blacks today are surprised, even shocked, and don't believe you. You need to understand your history. Now, I'm pointing out that progressives, and that's what they like to be called today, but progressivism got a bad name. So for a while, in the 30s, 40s, continuing, I think, up until LBJ, the preferred label was liberal. They were mostly Democrats, not entirely, but they were mostly Democrats. First, they called themselves progressive, then liberal, and now back to progressive again. And that's what Hillary Clinton calls herself. I'm a progressive. Well, progressives wanted bigger and bigger government, but they also wanted, gradually, the decrease in the black population in the United States through various methods, birth control being one, contraceptives, but also abortions. And the lady that's most noted for this is Margaret Sanger. And Hillary Clinton truly admires Margaret Sanger. She said it on more than one occasion. I was looking at a picture of Margaret Sanger. She was on, believe it or not, television with Mike Wallace in a famous interview that I have posted on this my blog post for this show. And for those that are new to the show, the way you listen to the show is go to promptpops.wordpress.com. At the very top, you'll see a photograph of me in the studio. Right below it, links to the last 60 to 80 shows. This show will probably be posted by around 10 o'clock tonight. But below that, I have a lot of information, mainly YouTube videos this time, on a number of subjects, all really related to this story. What I'm trying to do right now is give you some broad context of the history of the United States. And it's not a history, although you should know history, it's not a history that many Americans are aware of, and even if they are, they're not really proud of. But you had the so-called leaders, the elite, what I call the political elitist establishment, in the early 1900s, continuing into the 30s, were very much for eugenics. Today, we don't call it eugenics because eugenics got a bad name. Because the Nazis killed primarily Jews, but anybody that really disagreed with them by putting them in a concentration camp. And most of the people in the concentration camp, if they were not killed immediately, they were worked or starved to death and ultimately died in the concentration camp. It just was more than Jews, although Jews made the overwhelming majority. There were also Russians. There were also Christians. But anyone that opposed the National Socialist German Worker Party, the Nazis. Yes, they were socialists. They were of the left, even though the left in the United States always wants to say they are of the right. No, they weren't. Whether it's communist or Nazis, they're all collectivists. They're all for big government. They're totalitarians, and they do not brook any dissent. They want one-party rule. That is their goal, one-party rule. And obviously, it's the party that they belong to. But the Nazis killed in concentration camps upwards of about 9 million. I have not looked at the numbers recently. Where about 5.5 million were Jews. But they starved to get, I think the next biggest group are Russian prisoners, which in essence they just starved to death. They captured them and let them starve. Because they viewed communists as Jews and Jews as communists. And as far as they were concerned, the right course of action was to kill them. And they did. They had the courage of their convictions, and they followed through by killing people. Now, because the eugenics movement in the United States, you always have a cultural and historical context. Why, I'm sure there were a few white racists that wanted to kill blacks. That was a little bit beyond the pale, even for the progressives. So why they wanted to encourage whites to multiply and be fruitful, especially those that are intelligent, well-to-do, that's positive eugenics. You also had negative eugenics to discourage blacks from multiplying. And should they get pregnant, seek and get an abortion. And the leading advocate was Margaret Sanger. Initially, she was against abortion. She actually was for contraceptives. In other words, prevent the baby from ever being born. But also, many people in the eugenics movement were for forced sterilization of the so-called unfit. Now remember, at its core, it's racist. It was targeted primarily at blacks, the Negro, other people of color, but also the feeble-minded, people with handicaps, disabled, and that included whites. I have a cough, so you'll pardon me if there's some pauses. So a lot of states, not all, but a lot, had people forcibly sterilized, especially if they had low IQs. People that today Some would describe him as disabled, mentally challenged is maybe a, some would say, a more diplomatic way to say it. Others, when I was growing up, and this is politically incorrect, they were called retarded, people with Down syndrome. But they're human beings. But what the eugenics movement wanted to do was stop that. Some even wanted to put these people to death. And that's exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. This is prior to the concentration camps where millions were killed. First, they started slowly by killing people that what they would describe as a burden to society. They were a mouth to feed. They knew these people would never really have productive lives. Many were children of Germans, not Jews, just Germans. And what would happen is these people, many of them were ordered to bring their children to doctor's offices where the children were killed, euthanized, gassed. From there, it was rather a slippery slope to the mass killings of millions. That's why after World War II, the eugenics movement in the United States stopped, or at least you thought it stopped. No, it didn't stop. It changed its name. It knew that the word eugenics had a very bad odor about it because it led to the government killing people. And not just in Nazi Germany, but also in the Soviet Union as well as Communist China. Today, we have the term genocide. Prior in the 20s and 30s, that word was not in use. It really came in use in the 40s. There's a history, but I don't want to dwell on that. The point is today, the government kills people. The leading killer in the world are our governments. That's why I'm for limited government. I'm not for big government. Big government is corrupt, and big government kills people in many, many ways. But in the 50s, the 60s, up to today, it's no longer eugenics, it's population control. We have to control the population of the world. And if you'll notice, it is the environmentalists, really the Greens in Europe, but also in the United States, the radical Greens, that when communism failed in the Soviet Union, many of these European Greens had to find a home. They were still of the left. They were still socialist, but socialism was failing. So many of these people fundamentally were against capitalism. They blamed the world's problems on capitalism when it was capitalism or the free market system that has truly raised the standard of living of the people across the world where it's been tried. That's why there are few nations today that have high standards of living, and it's no accident that one of them is in the United States. There are others. But the distinguishing feature of those nations is they tried a market system, and it worked. Was it perfect? No. There's always going to be shortcomings. But what has brought prosperity to these nations is capitalism. Now, the Greens were primarily leftists, far leftists, radicals, because of their Marxist and socialist background. Prior to the failure of the Soviet Union, they were big supporters of the Soviet Union. But with the decline and eventual fall of the Soviet Union and the breakup of the Soviet Union, the Greens in Europe and in the United States, the left, decided to use environmentalism as the way to cripple free market capitalism. That's what they're about. And one part of that movement, and an important part, is the fact that they blame human beings are the problem. We have too many human beings on the planet. We need population control, and that includes contraceptives or birth control, but it also includes abortions. It's not an accident that politicians that what I call the lying lunatic left support Planned Parenthood, support abortions, support contraceptives, because they see the problem as too many people. And if we could limit or decrease the number of people, everyone would be better off. It is a thought-out strategy to do this. And not just in the United States, but all through throughout the world. We have to save the planet. The planet doesn't need to be saved. If anything, I would tell these people, watch out for the planet. The planet kills people rather randomly, but it's very, very good at it. You see, most of these people have never really studied science, but they believe that the number one problem today is man-made, man-caused global warming. They truly believe it. Do they understand the science? No. But that's their religion. Now, why do they believe that? Because the problem is pollution. You've heard it from Obama, carbon pollution, carbon dioxide pollution, is causing the Earth to warm. Now, no one denies that carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. It is a trace gas. In other words, it's a tiny, tiny, tiny percent of the gas in our atmosphere, around 400, a little over 400 parts per million. And it does, to some extent, warm the planet. And it's a well-known phenomenon. No one disagrees with that. The problem is their predictions of global warming are based on computer climate models. And these computer climate models, and there are literally dozens of them, when compared to the actual history of temperature over the last 30, 50, 100 years, are terribly wrong. In other words, their predictions fall much higher than actual reality. In other words, what the temperatures were. Now, why is the left and the greens, I and other people call them the watermelons. They're green on the outside, red on the inside. And that's an apt description. Why are they hell-bent in blaming climate change on man? Because they want to cripple the most successful producers of raising the standard of living and wealth in the world, and that are, those are the nations that have free market capitalist systems. It is those nations that, in essence, have followed socialism that have failed, repeatedly failed. So one way to cripple the United States and the prosperity and the standard of living we have is to tax carbon dioxide emissions, which, if you know any science, is a joke, because carbon dioxide at the levels we're talking about are not pollutants. The levels of carbon dioxide have been many orders of magnitude higher in the history of the planet when man was insignificant and temperatures were also higher then. You see, they want you to think that man is the problem, because if you fall for it, what follows? You then agree with their agenda of limiting the population of the world, aborting babies, contraceptives, and you also agree with closing, for example, coal-powered electrical plants. The objective is to make it more and more difficult, if not impossible, for the United States to produce wealth and to tax it by having taxes on energy. That is their ultimate goal, is to limit the number of people and tax the use of energy. Now, that's a fool's errand. Our standard of living is very much based on the use of fuels such as coal, oil, natural gas. That's why we're successful. We need it to produce electricity, and we need it to power vehicles. Now, I'm getting a little astray, but you need to understand the background. There are connections here. It's no accident that the lying lunatic left support Planned Parenthood and their abortions, as well as support trying to do away with coal, oil, and natural gas to power our electrical plants. They want the fall of capitalism. They are the group that hates America. And one way to succeed is to limit the number of Americans of all colors. And they've targeted blacks. They've targeted Hispanics. They have targeted the poor whites. That's where they locate their clinics, either in or near people of color. And we've seen the results. 2/3 or more of all abortions today are either black or Hispanic together. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of whites that have abortions. I'm not saying whites don't have abortions, but not if you relate it to their percentage of the population. In other words, disproportionately, the number of babies that are being killed are primarily black and Hispanic. Yeah, they're whites, and there's about 1 million a year. So I'm trying to put in context this story. I strongly recommend that you watch this video. Now, yes, the group that set up this woman, and it was a setup, has posted several YouTube videos, a short version as well as all the footage, and they're claiming it was over 2 hours and 42 minutes. I don't think you need to, you're welcome to watch the entire thing. I think they put it up so to answer their critics. But what I suggest you do, and I've posted a short version that was on Fox News, but there is a little bit longer version, 8 minutes. It's closer to 9 minutes, 8 minutes and 52 seconds. I urge you to watch this video. And remember, they're having lunch. The employee of Planned Parenthood, who's in charge of medical research. He's senior director of medical research. It's a very casual conversation about body parts. We're talking baby body parts from abortions and the fact that they are careful not to damage organs that other organizations want, hearts, livers, lungs. So they make sure when they kill the baby, and that's what they're about, abortion is killing of a baby, they don't damage those valuable body parts. I want you to watch that video, but then I want you to dig deeper. And I say make up your own mind. And that's why I give you this information. The one video I think everybody should watch, but it's a long video, but it's probably had the most impact in this area, and it's a very famous video. It's called The Silent Scream. What I recommend is you first listen to that 9-minute video of this senior director of medical research for Planned Parenthood, and then go down and listen to The Silent Scream. And that is, looks like about 29 minutes. Now, I have a lot of other information about eugenics, Barack Obama supporting Planned Parenthood, the history of eugenics, what it's all about. But I'm pointing this out because when you elect someone, you need to know what they stand for. And if you listen to past shows, you know that what I call everybody has certain issues that if the candidate has the wrong position on, they're never going to vote for him. Well, for many, many Americans, and I would say the majority of Americans, that issue is abortion. That's why I'm going over this today. I won't vote for a candidate that's pro-choice or pro-abortion. I don't care if they agree with my political philosophy, which is classical liberalism, or better known in the United States as being a libertarian. I'm for limited government because governments, especially large governments, kill people, and they kill the most people. But they support things where people voluntarily kill their own babies. And that's what Planned Parenthood has been all about from the very beginning. It was about decreasing the number of blacks in the United States, and they have been very successful, and they have recruited black ministers as well as politicians to support what they're doing, and their biggest success and biggest booster is the President of the United States, Barack Obama. With that, I'll play America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.